Please be seated. And let's pray. God, we are all sinners. And I'm very aware and have been thinking much about my own sin. Before you saved me, the condemnation that I rightly deserved, the destination, the road, the path that I was on. And God, your grace and your mercy that saves sinners. The grace and mercy that believers receive from you. Jesus, please lead us in this time of communion as we celebrate your supper. And it is in your great name we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. This is the time in our church here at Grace Bible Church that we celebrate communion. This is where we take a little piece of bread and we remember Christ's body that was given, and a little cup of juice that we remember Christ's blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sins. If you are a believer, if you have repented of your sins, if you identify with Christ, then please, you are welcome to partake with us. We want you to partake and celebrate this supper, this table. However, if you are a believer and you, upon examining yourself, recognize unrepentant sin, then turn from that sin. Repent of it right now. Confess it, repent of it, and join us. If you would say that you're not a believer, you do not find your identity in Christ, or maybe you don't even know what that means, then this is not that time for you. This is a family time for those that do identify with Christ. We simply ask you to pass those elements by. This is not to shame you. It is just recognizing that this is a family time. We are glad you are here. I am glad you are here, that you get to hear these truths that are going to be communicated. This portion of Scripture is written to believers. This portion of Scripture shares the hope, the love, and the promises that are for believers alone. However, this portion of Scripture provides very sobering realities for the unbeliever. And if that's you, listen, because there is much to fear. Listen closely, because you will have an opportunity to repent. And this could be your day of salvation. And I have been praying for that. And if you have any questions about that, please come up, talk to the one who brought you, talk to me, talk to any of the elders. As we get into the Scripture, I want to ask a few questions. Believers, where do we find our hope? Do we find it in ourselves? Do we find it in our circumstances? Why are we commanded to rejoice? And how can we obey that command to rejoice in the midst of trials? It's because of the love of God poured out by His Spirit for ungodly, undeserving, unworthy, wicked rebels. In short, it's because of the gospel. It's because we have a confident expectation of the fulfillment of God's promises in the gospel. Please follow along as I read Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though, perhaps, for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received the reconciliation. What kind of love is this? Verses 6 through 8. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one would hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We believers, we were helpless, ungodly, sinners. And Christ suffered and died for those that hated him. That is an incomprehensible love. And it's because of that infinite love that we can trust his promises. Paul now says in verse 9, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. Justification is a legal term. In the courtroom of God, we've been declared not guilty. And that is not based on anything we've done. It's based on Christ's blood that was shed for the believer, for us. There is a coming day of judgment when God will justly pour out his wrath on all of mankind. But God promises to save us from his wrath through Christ. And we can have confidence in that. If God can justify us, surely he can bring us home safely. In verse 10, for while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Reconciliation is about a change in relationship. It's about peace. Man went from hostility towards God that resulted in man receiving God's wrath to man receiving God's love that resulted in man worshiping God. That is a change in relationship. That is reconciliation. And that is what God accomplished through the death of his son. And he promises that we will be saved by Christ's life. On the cross, Jesus died. And on the third day, he rose from the dead. We don't have a Savior that is dead. We have a Savior that is alive. And we have the promises that he will bring us home safely. He will bring us home to be with him forever. I want to pause here for a moment and address anyone here who identifies themselves as an unbeliever. If you were to die today and you have not repented, then you would not be justified. That means that on that day of judgment, you would be declared guilty. That means that you have not been reconciled to God. Your hostility toward God will receive his wrath. You will not be saved from his wrath, but God's wrath will abide on you forever. But you can repent right now. Turn away from yourself. Turn to Christ. Do that right now. Believers, I want you to now look at verse 11. And not only this, not only all of this justification and reconciliation that we've been talking about, and not only this, But we also get to exalt in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. As you take communion, exalt, rejoice, and glory in God, our Savior, through whom we have this peace that we will enjoy with Him forever. When your hearts are prepared, go ahead and take communion on your own, and I will come back and close our time in prayer.